I'm starting now, Dean. Are you ready? Hello, welcome to NewsPox. It's Wednesday, the 30th of May. It is nearly June, but not quite.
And you wouldn't know, would you, before the bloody heating
not with, on? Not with, we've put the heating on for the first time for about a month. It's only heating up quite late in my house this month of the year. Everyone says it's been hot, but it hasn't. Maybe what? Maybe it's the global cooling.
No, I was going to say, I can't remember now.
Well, big day today.
Yes, there's a dog. There's a dog. It's a big day because there's a dog that can play billiards.
Brilliant.
And it looks down the queue, points it and uses the wire to...
Now, I'm not convinced that that just isn't a photo opportunity. Does it actually play
cool? No, it's called QB-Doo. Look, there he is.
There's another picture of it.
And there he is again, eyeing up some shots.
None of those balls have moved.
Apparently, since he was 6 weeks old, he's been nipping down to the Boreton Arms to practice.
Well done, QB-Doo. What's his real name?
Blue.
Like the band. No, the real reason it's a big day today
is...
Big Brother starts tonight. So the tabloids are rife with speculation about what's going to happen. The Daily Mirror have gone with Big Sister. They think that the first 12 are all going to be girls. So there's some bitch slapping going on, and they're only slowly going to introduce men. First one's going to be a real hunk.
But if there's no men in there, there's nothing for them to start rowing about. I think it's when you start introducing the men that then people will get bitchy.
Maybe that's what they want is to go for a fun thing this side, you know, for it to be jolly, not to be bitchy like the last couple. Apparently the ladies will include a cleaner, a lap dancer, two mums, a member of the WI, and the cousin of a Premiership footballer. Now, I'm reading this from the Daily Mirror. They've not gone on to speculate which Premiership footballer cousin is going in. But the Star say it's Kieran Richardson from Man United, and the Sun say it's Wayne Rooney from Man United. So it looks like it could be a Man United player. We don't know which one yet.
But the cousin of a Man United player.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
How boring.
Are you going to watch Big Brother?
Yes, of course I am.
I'm going to make a pitch later for The Apprentice, but I'll save that for later.
Okay.
In Germany, someone's come up with a very good way of advertising spaghetti. What they've done is they've got some boats to put a picture of someone's face on the side at the front, and then where the rope comes out for tying up, what do you call them? The rigging, no, not the rigging.
The special sailor's knot.
The splice in the main brace. Anyway, there's a bit of string comes out of their mouth, and they're looking, putting a happy face, and it says, spaghetti's good, isn't it, next to it. And it looks like they're having a big slurp of spaghetti. Quite good.
Yeah.
Good advertising work there, Germans.
Good old Germans.
There was an Oscar ceremony happened yesterday. It's not the actual Oscars, it's the awards for looky-likeys.
Ah.
So these are a load of looky-likeys. I'd like to know your opinion. I think the Angelina Jolie one's very good.
Yeah, I mean, right, from here, can see better, but before I thought it was a picture of Paris Hilton and Angelina Jolie.
I think the Paris Hilton one isn't so good.
Looking closer now, Paris Hilton.
Do you know who that looks like? The Antiques Boy.
Yeah. But, yeah, Angelina Jolie's very good.
Johnny Depp one's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dressed up as a pirate, so that's kind
Myers of... Myers is good.
Cher looks like a waxwork, so good.
But good.
Liza Minnelli.
Good.
Some strange eye makeup going on there. I'm not surprised with the Aussie Osborne.
Bush, pretty good.
Marlon Brando, fairly poor.
Dolly, pretty good.
Yeah. Mike Myers. So these are the creme de la creme of the looky-likey world. But there you go.
That's and happened. Was there a winner?
No, there weren't. Oh, these were all in Las Vegas. So there we go. Talk loudly now because the archphone's going off.
Maddie's parents have finally spoken out.
What have they said?
Well, they said hello to the Pope. And they said, here's a picture of our daughter. If you see her, give us a shout. He said, I have not seen her.
Paul McCartney's finally spoken out.
Oh, yeah.
He said, the Welsh are rubbish. So he's going to be in trouble, but luckily he's only said it in The Enemy, so...
Nobody reads it anymore.
None of the Welsh read that. apart from the super furry animals. But they won't mind, I don't think.
A man yesterday jumped out of a restaurant and fell on top of a bus.
Yes.
On his head, died instantly, and the paramedics had to go and retrieve him from the top of the bus.
Yeah, the way this story starts, it sounds like he just fell off a roof garden at a restaurant, and then someone, as it proceeds, someone said, oh, I definitely saw him jump out of a window. Mm-hmm. So it becomes more sinister.
Well, it's a nice restaurant, so I'm guessing he went, I'll have a nice meal before I do it. Probably not even paying bail.
The length some people are going to for a free meal. An 8-month-old baby has survived after being found hanging alongside its 3 dead sisters. This is the suicide section.
Right.
It's 3 dead sisters and their mother. It's a bit like Jude the Obscure. They're all hanging in a mobile home. It's in America. But imagine, you know, hanging yourself and your kids, just like Jude the Obscure. If you haven't read Jude the Obscure, I've just spoiled the ending.
I've seen the film.
Actually, I can't remember if that happens at the end or not. I think it does. It happens in it.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates
of the Caribbean. In its first 6 days, it took £202 million.
No, it's had quite bad reviews. But, you know, we all want to see what happens at the end, don't we?
I've not seen any of them, so...
I've seen the first two. I quite like them. It's all good camp fun. Don't know if I'm going to see this one or not. See if I get bored enough, really, to go to the cinema. Lindsay Lohan's gone back into rehab after her boozy, bendy weekend. She's gone into the same plus place as Britney Spears. Hopefully it'll work better than the previous place she was at. But Miriam Stoppard holds up little hope. She says it doesn't work for celebrities. They have to really want to get over this, change their lifestyle and move on.
See, the thing is, though, is she in such a bad way, or is she just a bit hungover?
Well, she did take coke and crash her car and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think that's the issue rather than the hangover.
Well, Paris Hilton is hurt by people making fun of her impending spell in prison. She says, it's hurtful when people are mocking what you're having to do.
Well, do you know what?
You are...
She mocks everybody else in the simple life.
Mm.
They will have to do that every day, and she goes along and goes, yeah, it's a muck, and she should just go to prison.
And perhaps stay there.
Drink driving, talking of Lindsay Lohan's incident, drink driving is very popular with the youth. 1 in 4 offenders are aged 17 to 24. They're going to have a campaign. And lots of people said, oh, there's a confusion, they're going to start putting units of alcohol on bottles and cans, so you know how much you're taking. They're saying it's confusing. I think what they should do is just say, no, you can't, don't drink at all and drive. Because I think there is a real danger of people going, no, that's fine, I can take it. And I've definitely been in cars with people who I think have had, are over the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Not mentioning any names. My mum. And I told her, I said, I think, are you safe to drive? She went, I've only had one drink. And I went, actually, you've had that drink and that drink and that drink. And she's kind of just not, you know, she wasn't drunk in any way, because she can drink quite a lot. But... she'd kind of forgotten because she's just used to it. But I think it's just saying no alcohol at all. You shouldn't be able to drink anything if you're going to drive. Why do you need to have one glass of beer? Just have nothing. Nice Coke.
Just to take the pain away. Sherry Blair has been going with Tony Blair on this...
I really like Sherry Blair's arse on that picture.
Well... it would be okay if she wasn't showing her cunt as well.
She's not showing her cunt. I like it. That picture draws me to it.
Well, maybe you could cut it out and stick it on your wall.
Well, you scribbled on it there with pen. You ruined it.
Just so you can, just to highlight the cunt area.
Britney Spears has got what I suspect to be a brilliant new ring on her finger. It says fuck, basically. They've censored it. But who wouldn't want a ring that says fuck on it? How wicked. I'd certainly want one of those.
Good.
There was, you know, the Soap Awards happened.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big fight between Dev from Coronation Street and gay student Spike from Hollyoaks. I don't know who that one is, but... They had a bust up over the fact that one of them... the one from Hollyoaks was trying to film the other one on his phone. And he went nuts at him. I don't know what he was up to, probably taking loads of coke again. sense. No, Sean Hughes is going to be in Coronation Street.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, Sean Hughes is going to be in Coronation Street.
Ooh! You know this tour of the world that Tony Blair's doing?
Yeah.
Do you think he should be doing it?
It's a little bit self-indulgent. And to be honest, it's the sort of thing he could do after. Once he's retired. You know, he's got plenty of time on his hand. I'll go around to see all those people that I helped. He's definitely going around to see people who, you know, he's now been given the freedom of Sierra Leone or something. They've given him the key to the country.
Mm.
And he's going to get all this shields.
Have you ever been given freedom of a city?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Oh, I got a certificate and everything.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I got it for going around and pulling some fish. Silver fish.
Mm-hmm. A man cheated on his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure which. I'm just guessing the story here. Basically, there's a car and it says, "You're a lying, cheating scumbag" on the side. So I'm guessing the fellow who's driving it did something bad. And I've written here, "Cockpit Partridge." It's because it makes me laugh. Quick Save is a supermarket that I don't think I've ever been to. Is it a Welsh thing or something? Or a northern thing?
There's a lot up north.
I don't remember any in Yorkshire when I lived there. Anyway, they're going to close 79 of their shops. It's about half of them, I think, or maybe a third. Because they can't compete with Tesco Metro.
No, soon we'll not only have only Tesco's, but we'll actually live in the Tesco's as well.
Yeah, I remember someone making a joke about renaming the country Tesco's. Quite funny, but also it's weirdly true. It's funny because it's true.
Well, hopefully it's not. Marianne Keyes, alcoholic.
She's bonkers, isn't she?
Bonkers alcoholic.
That's why all her characters are bonkers alcoholics, especially that Rachel.
Oh, do you remember when she went on holiday and it wasn't really holiday, it was
no,
a rehab.
No, she's in rehab.
That was proper rehab, not like what Britney does.
You know May, the doctor from EastEnders, she's done an interview with Mirror and it says, "EastEnders star Amanda, and what sets her apart from Mad Dr. May? Apparently the only thing that sets her apart is, I have no desire to ever have kids." I'm guessing the fact that she's not mental. Not a doctor.
Not a doctor. Doesn't live on Albert Square.
Yeah, isn't a drug addict. She has got quite a cute necklace on, though. It's got a little horse in it.
It's a shame that they've turned her into mental, because she was almost a normal character for a little while.
She was. She was like a real person.
But they couldn't.
Her and Bradders.
They couldn't do it. Amy Winehouse's hubby, Blake, Field of Civil, has had a new tattoo done.
Mm.
The word Amy written behind his ear.
Amy, eh?
Yep.
What can he turn that into when they split up? I'm just going to have to put a symbol over it because I can't think of another word though.
Mammy.
Mammy, yeah.
Mammy. Oh, mammy.
You know The Apprentice? Everyone should watch that tonight instead of Big Brother. Even though the ones where they go into Big Brother are always excellent,
mm-hmm.
because they edit it so brilliantly to make mm-hmm. everyone look like a complete fuckwit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that was Michelle's to me, not mine.
The Apprentice, you know Adam, who got chucked out, and he was in the boardroom a record amount of times, and la 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 la. Mm. He's reapplied to go on the new series. He should probably just try and get a job.
What a plonker.
But yeah, do watch The Apprentice tonight. It's going to be a good one. It's the one where they go on Telly Shopping Channel and try and sell a load of old tat. Always funny. Did you see the one where they tried to sell the wolf fleeces a couple of years back? Brilliant.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That might flick.
I think you should flick and then watch the telly afterwards.
The man who ate the corgi, or the man who's going to eat the corgi, has now eaten the corgi.
He has eaten the corgi.
But what?
How did it taste?
Terrible. Hmm. But... it was nice. He'd minced it with some apple, onion and some seasoning, made them into little balls, but it was done live on the radio, so...
On the radio?
Yeah.
He could eat anything.
That's it, really.
I'm done with the news now.
Cool.
If you don't want to watch Big Brother or The Apprentice, apparently Saving Private Ryan's on Channel 5.
Mm.
Or The Soap Awards. Or a documentary about the relationship between Pride of Lions and farmers anxious to protect their underfed livestock in the unforgiving terrain of the Namib Desert in Africa.
Mm. Oh, I've got a special fact for you.
Go on.
You know how you'd say Pride of Lions?
Yeah.
When a flock of seagulls?
Yeah.
A group of asparagus.
Really?
Mm.
The collective noun. There's some good ones of those, but I don't know what any of them are. They have things like
a murder of crows.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of. If anyone knows any good collective nouns, why not write in to one of the radio stations that often do this phone in? Or write in.
Or email us, we don't mind.
They're not going to email us, are they?
They might do, somebody might, eventually.
Right, that is the news.
That is the news.
This is the news.
Shut up. You can do the fucking thing today now.